Coastside Carousel, the show devoted to spotlighting the groups and artists that make up our local musical entertainment community.
Coastside Carousel is brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Cameron's, good food and good times for the entire family. And now your host for Coastside Carousel.
Listener-supported community radio for the Coastside is KHMB. And welcome to Coastside Carousel, the show that's by and for local artists along the Coastside and the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live. This week on Coastside Carousel, words and music with local singer-songwriter Rick Mixter, celebrating his new album, Storyteller, Volume 2, now on all streaming platforms. You may know Rick from the rock band The Trey Fabs, who I had on the show in 2024, and now the other side of Rick is the singer-songwriter, Storyteller, and that is our focus today with his brand new album. So Rick, the last time we met in the studio, you had done a gig with The Trey Fabs. You guys were all exhausted. I had all four of you in the studio. It was a cacophony of wonderful, brilliant artists, and now I've got you solo as the storyteller. Great to have you back.
I'm really glad to be here. The Trey Fabs is a lot of fun. I mean, who doesn't like a four-piece rock and roll band? I started, and mostly the through line for me musically in the last 50 or so years has been my voice and a guitar.
Tell us about your background. I asked you for a brief bio. I never did get it. You and I have had wonderful phone conversations. I consider you a friend, and yet I don't know much about you. So tell the radio audience who you are. Who's Rick Mixter?
I grew up in New England. I've been here for long enough that I know the New Englander's always in me, but I'm a Californian. I had a kind of fancy education in poetry and literature, and I wrote poetry fairly seriously for some years, but all the time I was writing songwriting, and songwriting just overtook it because, a little bit because it's easier, but also it's more fun. And that's one of the nice things about this acoustic album is I got to choose from 50 years of songwriting a reasonably representative selection of things and a little leaning on the more poetic songs.
We're going to play three songs today. I asked you to pick three that you want to talk about. They are going to be Words, The Picture, and They Don't Know. I want to get into Words right now. We're going to play that and tell us, what is that about? I mean, we all love words. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of prophetic speaking about the tongue is as powerful as a wicked sword as it is a beautiful poem. Am I right?
Yes.
But you have a fun way of playing with this song.
I have loved words my whole life, and I've loved the power that they give us. And, you know, that was my literature was my main study in college and throughout my life. And as a songwriter, maybe I'm a little wordy. But, you know, I think it's because I used to write stories and poetry, but songwriting is just fun. Anyway, I thought it was time for a song about words, which give us such power and cause such confusion. But importantly, this song comes first on the album because it gives me a chance to have fun with words, but also to make fun of myself. It seemed like a lighthearted way to start.
Let's hear it now, Coastside Carousellers. This is Rick Mixter, his new album, Storyteller, Volume 2, and the song Words on KHMB.
Words are not the way they seem to be. They go astray and free as want to be. Words of rainbow, words of black and blue. Words divide us, words stick me to you. Yeah, words stumbling on their way. Words, they don't do what we say. Words bombustulating on their way. Forget what they were really sent to say. So words of love we hope to hugging send are scrambulated wamply in the end. But it's just words stumbling on their way. Yeah, they're words. Somehow they can't say the obvious. What do you mean by I didn't say that? I would never speak that way. How can you think so? Who did you talk to? Can't you hear me when I say, oh, when I say now. I wish I am a thing of breath and to be. Not these complicated syllables of me. but shouting me and mime cannot be heard without the interfacingness of words. So we use words, mischief in the end. Yeah, words, broken, lost, or bent. My meaning, rhythm rhymes me in a song. Foot flapping music dances words along. So sing I am, so plucking string in tune. Melody and words together scroon. Yeah, they're just words slithering along. Yeah, words singing sideways wrong. Every day the sun shines large alive. Despite talking, somehow we survive. With all these words, mischief in the end. All words, broken, lost, or bent. They're just words, stumbling on their way. Yeah, words, they don't do what we say.
Community Radio for the Coast Side is KHMB 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coast Side Carousel, the show by and for local artists on the Coast Side, celebrating the music this week of Rick Mixter and his new album Storyteller Volume 2, produced by Rich Pearsall of Studio E in Montera. Rick, before we played the song, you were talking about growing up in a musical family, operatic. What were your musical influences aside from that growing up?
Well, you know, started with the great folk scare of the 50s, as I said, and then I got interested, like a lot of kids, you know. I was 14, I guess, and sitting on the corner of my bed moving that needle on the record to hear that thing playing a cheap guitar in my lap. And then came the Beatles. That was a revolution, and clearly an influence in terms of crafting songs. But also, I've always been interested and continually been interested in traditional kind of folk music. And that strand, I think, comes through brilliantly today in writers who I very much admire, like Greg Brown, Jackson Brown, no relation, James Taylor. These are people who can sing poetry, and that's what I'd like to do.
We got so much to talk about, but I want to play another song. The next song you picked is called The Picture. Tell us about that.
This is a really interesting song to me because it embodies the advice that I give when occasionally asked to other songwriters, which is, if you're interested in songwriting, the most important thing you can do is just pay attention to what people say, what you see. This song, The Picture, is kind of an example of that. It's also an example of a story song. I really like story songs. I recognize, looking back over my work of the last many years and selecting pieces for Storyteller Volume 2, that I have story songs and I have character songs. And sometimes, of course, the characters drive the story. But I really like story songs. And this is a story song of an apparently angelic encounter. And it all started just by me paying attention. I was in San Juan, Puerto Rico, for business meetings. And one morning I got up really early, just after sunrise, so I could walk through the old colonial town on those beautiful old cobblestone streets. And in the morning light, I'm walking up a cobblestone street, and on one side, well, on the other side of the street is another guy looking lost in his thoughts and maybe in his phone, when suddenly appeared before him, as if out of nowhere, a woman who somehow seemed to have more light around her than the early dawning day did. And she appeared to hand to this fellow across the street her phone, and then she started to pose. And he evidently got the message, because I saw him start to take pictures, and she danced up the street and posed a few times more. He was taking pictures. She went around the corner. He went around the corner. And that was the end of it. That's what I saw. Well, I wondered, you know, what had just happened. And as I thought about it, I began to imagine the rest of the story. And I only witnessed the first scene, but here's what happens. You know, it turned out to be a story of an unexpected angelic encounter. Implicitly, the song asks if you would recognize and embrace this kind of experience if it came to you. But explicitly, the song's more points to the importance of just accepting moments of transcendence and grace as they are, when they are.
All right, let's dive in now. This is called The Picture. It's Rick Mixter from his new album, Storyteller, Volume 2, on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Walking through the cobbled streets of a dusty, tumbled town, someone called a greeting, blew my cobweb thoughts around. I looked up to see her. She was smiling like the sun. She said, "Please, won't you take my picture? I want to show everyone. I want to show everyone." She stood there like the queen of light with her incandescent smile. She handed me her camera and she skipped away like a child. She posed there in a doorway, her hand upon her hip. She struck another pose. Her camera began to click. Then I began to click. That any random moment we can stumble into grace. We almost catch that laughter, but then it's gone without a trace. She smiled again and danced away. I followed every motion. We float along the sidewalk in the tide of one emotion. Then through a darkened doorway and up a dusty stair. Well, I heard her laughing echo, but I never found her there. I never found her there. But any random moment, we can stumble into grace. We almost catch that laughter, then it's gone without a trace. So I left her little camera at the turning of that stair. I smiled back to the sidewalk, yeah, I floated out of there. Perhaps she was an angel, a dream of light, a jest. I sat down on a curbstone, feeling somehow blessed. Feeling somehow blessed. And that any random moment, we can stumble into grace. We might almost catch that laughter, then it's gone without a trace. We hold on to that moment, but then we look away.
It's Coastside Carousel on Community Radio for the Coastside, KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. Brought to us each week by Cameron's Restaurant Pub and Inn, the only true British pub on the coast. I'm Mike Dale, and today, Words and Music with Rick Mixter and his new album, Storyteller, Volume 2, produced by our good friend Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Montera. Tell us about They Don't Know.
Yeah, this is an emotional song. I don't know if I was upset or angry or what was going on. I suspect it's the usual thing of just I kind of caught a a drift of something on the air, and I tried to play it. I'd had a sense that I wanted to write a murder ballad for a long time.
A murder ballad?
Yeah, I'm not
I've heard that term
subject.
Before.
Yeah, well, I learned from the great Scottish folk singer Gene Ritchie, concerts of traditional British traditional music almost always include a murder ballad. And, you know, they've got hundreds of years of songs to draw on, and there are a lot of great murder ballads. Now, the real mystery is why I decided to write this murder ballad from the point of view of the murderer, but it, you know, seemed to work once I started. And once I began to imagine the character, it was really fun writing him. And let me tell you, he's a bad one. You do not want to meet this kid. I can't like this character, but it sure is fun playing him for a few minutes. And when I can, I play that 50-year-old Guild 12-string guitar that I wrote it on. It just really, it's got a visceral quality, I think. See if you hear it. So here's They Don't Know.
Let's hear it now on Coastside Carousel. Rick Mixter, Storyteller, Volume 2, and the song They Don't Know on KHMB's Coastside Carousel.
Death good or forgiven,
he don't know.
Papa says he got the farm for a living, but
he don't know.
He don't know what I'm up to,
he don't know.
Papa says he got a bunch of bad friends, but
she don't know.
Papa says I'm gonna come to a bad end,
she don't know.
Says I got a bunch of bad friends, but she don't know.
She don't know
who I run with.
She don't know.
I've got me a friend with a pistol. Got a girl at the bank named Crystal. She says that there ain't much risk, so
they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. Get that gun,
he don't know.
Brother says, tell me what you've done,
he don't know.
Brother says, don't you carry that gun,
he don't know.
He don't know who I am now,
he don't know.
Where'd you get that money like
he might know?
Mama says something just smells funny like
she might know.
Brother says you didn't work for that money like
he might know.
Yeah, they might know about the bank job,
they might know.
I buried them beneath the bar. I told the cops a pretty good yarn. Just Crystal and me at the farm, and they don't know. No one knows. Thank you.
Community Radio for the Coastside is KHMB, 100.9 FM and AM 1710. This is Coastside Carousel, giving local artists a sanctuary to talk about their lives and their music and their lives in music. I'm Mike Dale. And today it's Rick Mixter and his new album, Storyteller, Volume 2, produced by Rich Pearsall at Studio E in Montero. That was They Don't Know. Rick, I always say this, and I hate to say this, this 22 minutes goes by super, super fast. One thing you mentioned during the interview today, and I say this a lot myself, people go, how do you know that, Mike? How do you know this? How do you know that? My friends used to call me Mr. USA Today Live because I just have factoids in my head. And all I say about it, and you've said it several times during this interview, I pay attention.
Yeah.
Just pay attention. Rick Mixter, we're paying attention. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks a lot for a chance to talk about Storyteller Volume 2, Mike.
That'll do it for this edition of Coastside Carousel. Remember to support our local musicians, the Bay Area bands who visit here to play live, and the wonderful music venues along the Coastside. I'm Mike Dale. Stay in tune and be well on your carousel.
Coastside Carousel has been brought to you by Cameron's Restaurant and Inn. Visit Cameron's at CameronsInn.com.